Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Okay, welcome back to Mind Food Radio. I love this segment. We're heading into Christmas, not too far away, so we thought we'd get Angus Stewart on the line to talk about gardening. And today, Angus, you were mentioning Christmas flowers.
Indeed. Look, there's a whole host of plants that are associated with Christmas, and it's really achievable at the home garden level.
Now, in terms of Christmas flowers, what sort of flowers are you talking about here?
Well, we've got the traditional sort of imported flowers, things like your hollies and poinsettias. So I guess especially poinsettias are a plant that has been around as a Christmas flower, that beautiful bright red potted plant, and there are white varieties and so on available. And then the question I always get asked is, can I plant them in the garden?
It's probably a wrong cause, but go on.
Yeah, well, look, it is feasible.
Yeah.
The thing about them, actually, is that they flower when the days are getting shorter in the natural sort of environment they come from in Mexico. So the fascinating thing about them is they actually control the day length to get them to flower in a pot at Christmas time in the southern hemisphere.
Oh, I see.
And so what happens when people plant them in their garden is they flower in winter, and they won't actually flower in summer at Christmas time in the garden.
But yeah.
You can buy them as a potted plant. So enjoy them as a pot, then snip off the old flowers.
Yeah.
And then, you can grow them in the garden, but they'll flower for you in winter.
Angus, are they poisonous? I've heard they're poisonous.
Well, they do have a sap
that okay.
is a bit toxic, but generally speaking, it's just as long as you kind of don't break the stems off.
Don't throw them in a salad, the leaves.
Yes.
Hey, you know, when I used to work in Lismore in radio, and up there was a whole embankment on the side of this major freeway that I used to drive to work every day, and it was full of, well, would you call them native poinsettias, because they were just wild.
Well, yeah, I guess, look, they do naturalise and just take off like that, so they're quite a good garden plant.
All right, Angus, so what's another Christmas flower you're thinking of here?
The various native Christmas plants. So in New South Wales, there's the New South Wales Christmas bush with its beautiful bright red flowers. But if you're in Victoria, there's the Victorian Christmas bush, which is a type of native mint bush which has white and purple flowers. And then if you go over to Western Australia, there's the Christmas bush over there is a bright golden colour, and it's a tree. So each state really has its own particular Christmas bush or Christmas tree.
And they're all probably very unique to the environment that they're in each state, eh?
Indeed, but I think the New South Wales Christmas bush is probably the one that most people associate with Christmas because you can buy it as a cut flower, and there are kind of tremendous volumes of that available through the cut flower market, so you can have this beautiful bright red. And the other one is the Christmas bell, which is a native flower along the east coast. There are different species from Tasmania up to New South Wales, but they have the beautiful red and yellow bells. And that one was made famous by May Gibbs. And it's got a really beautiful waxy flower and makes a tremendous decoration for Christmas. I like, actually, as a Christmas decoration too, the red and yellow kangaroo paws.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah, the tall varieties make, again, great cut flowers, but you can also have them in the garden, and you've just got those beautiful Christmassy colours. And I think it just adds that Australian flavour to the garden in Christmas.
Well, thanks for talking to us today, Angus, all about Christmas flowers. I think that's a really cool segment. And, of course, you know, you should get out there, folks, and get some lovely Christmas flowers into your house.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.